The Vijay Iyer Trio from the Harbor Stage. We're live from the Newport Jazz Festival on WBGO and NPR Music. Thank you. Thanks so much. Thank you. Possibly you know that song. That is Big Brother, Stevie Wonder. We'd like to point that at the powers who would like to stand in the way of equality. Prior to that, we played a piece called Historicity, which is a title track from our forthcoming album. Now we're going to do something. About 50 years ago, there was this musical on Broadway. It was kind of about immigration and race in New York City. And this is a song from that musical. The song is called Somewhere. Thank you. Thanks. Well, thank you very much. We're going to continue with something from the 70s. This is by Julius Hemphill. Anyone heard of him? He was a great saxophonist from St. Louis and a composer and founder of the World Saxophone Quartet. And this is a piece of his called Dogon A.D. Thank you.
We're going to play the first ballad I ever wrote, which is why it's not really a ballad. You'll see. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gilmore on the drums. You've been listening to Stefan Crump on the bass. My name is Vijay Iyer. Thank you so much. This is Vijay Iyer Trio. The album called Historicity comes out in a couple months. It has all this music on it. Check it out if you can. It's on ACT Records. And we will also have some CDs of past incarnations of this band. I've got them in a bag right here. I'm supposed to bring them over there, so maybe I'll see you all over there and sign some stuff or something. And thanks again to George Ween and the Newport Care Fusion Jazz Extravaganza. It's a pleasure to be here, and stay tuned for lots more music. Until soon, thanks. Oh yeah. I really need to say this. If you're around tomorrow, you should really check out this guy's grandfather. His name is Roy Haynes. And I'm pretty sure he has a gig tomorrow somewhere on these premises. So, all right, thanks.
Lots and lots of applause for the Vijay Iyer Trio, recorded earlier today at the Newport Jazz Festival at the Harbor Stage. I'm Josh Jackson. This is live coverage of George Ween's Care Fusion Jazz Festival 55. We'll be hearing a set that was recorded earlier today. It was recorded at the Harbor Stage, the Vijay Iyer Trio, featuring bassist Stefan Crump and drummer Marcus Gilmore, who is quite a sensational young musician. In fact, his grandfather will be playing at the festival on the main stage tomorrow. His grandfather is Roy Haynes. I had an opportunity to talk to Vijay Iyer earlier today, and I'd like for you to hear some information about the new trio recording that's coming up. Vijay Iyer, welcome to the Newport Jazz Festival.
Well, thanks.
You're bringing your trio here. The new recording, which is not out until October, I believe.
If you're in America, yes.
If you're in America, is Historicity. Tell me a little bit about the trio.
Well, these are guys I've been working with for years. Stefan Crump is the bassist. We've worked together for 10 years. Drummer is this young phenomenon named Marcus Gilmore. And he's been in my group since he was 16, which was 6 years ago. And we've been doing a lot of stuff as a trio and as a quartet. And we finally made a trio-specific album that has some original music and some covers of creative music from the last 40 years.
those covers include things from Stevie Wonder, Andrew Hill, Julius Hemphill, and from more recent vintage, you're doing Mystic Brew, which is kind of an interesting selection. It's a Ronnie Foster tune. Are you familiar with it from The Tribe Called Quest?
Well, that's where I first heard it. You know, it was sampled on Electric Relaxation, one of their classics. And, you know, that their Tribe Called Quest music was pretty pivotal for me when I was in college a few years ago. That was sort of the constant soundtrack to what we were doing. So, and it was through that that I found out about Ronnie. Actually, it was through Marcus who kind of hit me to where that came from. And you know, we take it through some rhythmic transformations that we've been kind of thinking about for a few years. So we try to turn it into something that expresses who we are.
I was talking to Billy Hart a couple days ago, and we were talking specifically about Marcus, because Billy says he's the one, you know. He's very much enamored of Marcus Gilmore, as are a lot of people in the jazz world. I mean, he's the grandson of Roy Haynes. He's got the genetic code sort of coursing through his veins. But one thing that Billy said that I thought that was very interesting is, like, just think about what he's doing now with rhythm. You know, he's with Gonzalo Rubalcaba, so he's in the Afro-Cuban tradition. He did things with Nicholas Payton, so he's very much in that, you know, African-American jazz tradition. And he's also, you know, in your working group. So he's sort of this panoply of rhythm.
Well, you know, I think the thing is that none of us are as far apart as it may seem, because we all are sitting at this crossroads of culture that is 2009. I mean, right now, anybody has access to any piece of recorded music ever made at any moment. And we're also more connected than we ever have been as earthlings. So you know, you really, you know, we're really just a click away from each other anyway. So I find that these earlier notions of difference between people don't really apply anymore, because we really are, it's really more about how you work with this vast archive of information, that and it's about individuals now. So
tell me what attracts you to a song. You've chosen some songs over the course of the last four decades, as you said, to sort of revisit and interpret in your own trio way. So what attracts you to these selections?
Well, you know, I listen to a lot of different streams of music, a lot of different kinds of music. I've been inspired from a lot of different places. And I've done other covers over the years, you know, Bud Powell, John Lennon, Hendrix, different things. So it sort of is about, I guess in this particular album, a lot of it was about what is kind of activating a sense of insurrection or kind of a disruption. You know, I like a lot of these pieces that I got attracted to, you know, when you listen to Julius Hemphill's original Doggone AD, or Andrew Hill's Smokestack, or MIA's song,
Belang.
You know, those all seem to reach out and grab you. They really jump out of the recorded medium, I feel, and it feels very physical in a way. It feels really, it disrupts the recorded medium. It feels more like something's coming alive and reaching into your body, you know? And that's coming from a certain cultural and political perspective as well. I mean, you know, the Stevie Wonder song that we're working with is a very dark song, actually, and it's about life in the ghetto in the 70s, and it's sort of calling out political leaders. Uh-oh. Sound check is going on over there.
This is what happens here at Newport.
Yes.
A little part of the color.
So anyway, it's a very political song, and it's very outspoken, but at the same time, it contains this element of joy. I mean, if you listen to just what the music is, it has this buoyancy to it, which to me is basically what the blues is. It's sort of like facing the impossible and facing conditions of despair and turning it into a position of individual power and strength. So that sort of thing inspires me, you know.
Little disruption from Steely Dan here at the Newport Jazz Festival. Steely Dan, actually a very good thing to use to test the sound system.
They're not actually playing here, for the record. This is just a CD that they're pumping through speakers to see if they're on, and it looks like they're on.
Vijay, I wonder, how do you as an artist try to disrupt your audience?
Well, you know, you can do it in subtle ways. I mean, sometimes just sheer presence will be disruptive. I'm hoping that will be the case with our new Supreme Court Justice, for example. You know, she doesn't have to do much to change the balance of things. Just being there creates this powerful narrative, you know, and being who she is. So often it's just, you know, that's enough, especially when, you know, like, well, people of my generation, of South Asian descent, we're sort of new here, you know. Before the 60s and 70s, we weren't really around very much. I mean, there weren't a lot of Indians in America before they changed the immigration laws in the 60s that kind of led to this tidal wave of immigrants from India. So that included my parents, and they gave birth to people like me, and like Rudresh Mahathapa, who's playing here tomorrow, or like the novelist Jhumpa Lahiri, or the actor Cal Penn. You know, we're all from that generation, and the reason that you'd never seen people like us before is that we weren't here. We're a new kind of American. So just being out in the world and doing stuff that challenges the status quo by being ourselves, that to me is a kind of disruption that I'm very happy to be participating in.
I'm assuming you're also happy to be participating here at the Newport Jazz Festival. Is this your first time?
No, it's my second time. I was here, I think, 5 years ago with my quartet.
What are your impressions of the festival? The atmosphere, for one.
Well, you know, when I think of this music, I think of yachts.
Yes, of course.
No, it's it's a very historic place, and a lot of incredible music has happened here. Duke Ellington, John Coltrane, you know, Archie Shepp, and some unbelievable stuff has transpired on this under the auspices of Fort Adams. So I'm happy to just step into that river of history and be a part of that.
Well, and we're also equally excited to have the pleasure craft of the Vijay Iyer Trio sailing on here. You're going to be Harbor Stage.
I'm on a boat. Well, it's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for taking the time to shout over the music with me.
Absolutely. Historicity is out October 13th, I believe, here in the United States.
Yes, that's right.
And the trio, Vijay Iyer's trio, plays the Harbor Stage today. In fact, in just a few minutes here on WBGO and NPR Music.
All right. Thanks.